This is the Daily Mount Dose, and I'm your host, Amir Nabil. I'm going to refer you to Surah Nahl, the end portion of Surah Nahl, the end portion of Ayah 61 of Surah Nahl. Again, this is Ayah 61 of Surah Nahl, where Allah says, وَلَكِنْ يُوَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنٍ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And the translation goes this ayah. Just give me a moment because I want to make sure I give you the right translation. So Allah says, when their specified time arrives, they cannot delay it for a single hour, nor can they bring it forward. And in many ways, this is being referred to the end or the death of an individual. I lost my mother earlier this year. May Allah have mercy on her and elevate her in Jannah. And this loss took an emotional toll on me, the pain and the sadness, as many can imagine who have also lost their parents. And in my mind, after I lost her, I had regrets for not doing enough to save her life. I kept bargaining and beating myself down inside my head, thinking all the ways I could have prevented her from dying, and I could have brought her to the doctors earlier on. Maybe I could have understood her illness better and kept her healthy. But when I reflect on an ayah like Surah Nahl, Ayah 61, Allah, who is my creator, who is our creator, the Khaliq himself, is saying that when the hour comes, nobody can delay it. It's the time he has assigned. And I recall at the time when my mother was at the most critical condition in the hospital, and the doctors, the most brilliant physicians in the ICU, they had the most up-to-date technology to improve health. They indicated that they have done everything they could to keep my mother alive, but this is outside their control. And as someone who truly believes in Allah, I had to go back to this ayah and know that this is the qadr of Allah, and my mother has to go, and I have to stay out of this and accept it and be patient with it. Sheikh Hamza Yusuf put it beautifully in one of his lectures, where he said that if we believe in Allah, and if we truly do believe in Allah, then just sit back and have complete tawakkul in Him. Complete tawakkul in Him. He has a plan for you. And that's the way he put it. So He has a plan for you. He has a plan. I have to believe that He has a plan for me. He has a plan for my parents. And I just have to trust the process. Just have to trust the process. There's a hadith once a person came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling him that her child was on the verge of death. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the messenger that it is for Allah what He takes, and it is for Allah what He gives. And everything has its fixed time. So be patient and look for Allah's reward. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We have to have, and this message is for myself and for anyone who is grieving at this time, to continue to have faith and remember, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and no strength except with Allah. He's in control. In these times of sadness for myself and grief, I continue to use the Quran, the speech of Allah, as a source of my healing. And alhamdulillah, this has been a source of comfort, peace. This, of course, I won't forget my mother. Of course, I will be sad, and it's okay to be sad. But Quran, the speech of Allah, is the only thing that has brought me peace, brought me in any way any comfort. And I pray that anybody out there who's also suffering from their sadness, who's been suffering from loss of your parent or your child, take the opportunity to open the Quran, recite the Quran, understand its true meaning, and spend any time you can to take a program or a course to learn the Quranic grammar so that you can taste the ultimate medicine that will bring peace to your heart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.